Taste of Rashi for the day. Torah says that when Hashem came to, Shlichei Balak came to speak to Bilam, to ask him to come and curse Bnei Israel, so Bilam turns aside to speak to Hashem that night to have a nevuah. Vayavo Elohim el Bilam, vayomer miha aneshim ha'ila imach. Who are these people with you that have come to visit you? Rashi comments, la totoba, that Hashem spoke this way in order to make him make a mistake. Amar pamim she'ena kol gadol lefanav, ein da'ato shava alav, afani are et she'uchal lekalav levin. Because Bilam heard Hashem say, oh, who are these people? And Bilam thought, oh, apparently Hashem doesn't know everything, doesn't know who these people are, for example, which means that he is able to be duped. Maybe I could trick him, and when he's not paying attention, I'll be able to curse Bnei Israel, and Hashem won't know, chas v'shalom. So that's what Rashi says over here. This reminds us of Rashi says also by Adam HaRishon when Hashem, asks him Ayeka and Cain after he kills Hevel, he says, "Where's your brother?" Also over there, Rashi comments and says Lahatoto, that it's in order to open up the possibility that they'll make this mistake and think that Hashem doesn't know what's going on. The way that Chazal usually explain this is that why would Hashem do such a thing? So it says, Aba l'tamei. A person wants to do something wrong, then Hashem gives him the opportunity. Well, he's a little bit thought it was strange. So one could say over here, I've seen Mefarshim say, that the problem was that Bilam misunderstood what Hashem was saying. He wasn't saying, "Mi anashim ha'elei mach." He wasn't asking him, I don't know who these people are. Who are they? But he was saying, "No, mi anashim ha'elei mach. Who are they? They're not important. What kind of people are coming to visit you that you're treating them so well, that you're coming to talk to me about it? What makes them so special? There's nothing really that makes them so special. It's b'derech tema. It's not actually a question. Yom Tov.